Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 146 for the Dog Days of Podcasting, episode 146. I just said that. Okay, tonight I'm again continuing to look into my eternal optimism, and I'm going to talk about persistence and how persistence has gotten me places. And I remember one time that I kept thinking, okay, I really want this job, And I'd been working in Charlotte for a while, and I think the computer shop had really like closed up, so I needed to find something a little closer. I was trying to find something a little closer to home to work at. And if you don't know, where I live is about 30 miles from Charlotte. So most of my career, I've been working in Charlotte. So that's a 30-mile commute back and forth. Well, I found this little computer company about 10 miles the other direction away from Charlotte. So from Rock Hill near York. And I went in there as a small shop, and they sold software to veterinary clinics. And their software, it was a very vertical market. They used Unix. I'm trying to think what version, Unisys or something like that, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, they sold, Unix boxes and the software on it. The software would keep track of all the shots and all the animals and all the boarding and who's had Bordetella or blah, blah, blah. It was great. I ended up getting the job. But when I first went there as a small company, I applied for the job. The guy gave me the pep talk. Okay, this is great. We'll let you know. Okay, week goes by. I didn't hear anything. I called him back. He's like, okay, yeah, we're still looking at that. I'll let you know. I didn't hear a thing the next week. I called him back again. And I called him maybe four or five times and ended up giving me the job. It took a while, but I did it. And I just believed that I could make it happen. He encouraged me enough to continue to call, but it was that persistence. And I'm like that with a lot of stuff. I try to be persistent. Sometimes I'm not as good as I should be, but I know persistence will pay off in the end if you keep it up, if it's worth it. I mean, look at Chuck and I. We've been doing Technorama for 14 years. That's persistent. I don't know that we know when to stop, but that's another issue. But persistence will get you everywhere. As long as you're not annoying, but you're present enough in the situation to be acknowledging, okay, yeah, he really wants this. This is something he really wants, or maybe it's something you really want to make happen. You can do it, but persistence has really paid off. And that's what I've learned in my journeys. Thanks. See ya. I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.